words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Seek the things that are above. I've always had a problem with that. I wonder if you have too. Seeking things that are above always meant to me that you had to be uber spiritual. And I've been around people who are uber spiritual, and they really annoy me. Because I'm conditioned by gravity, and even though I want to seek the things that are above, it seems to me that my feet are planted right on this earth. And so I feel like I'm the kind of person that would be like the young man who interrupted Jesus as he was speaking about spiritual things. And he said, wait a minute, I've got a problem right here on earth. My brother isn't being fair to me, and he's not sharing the inheritance, and I'm annoyed about that, and you've got to help me. I understand him more than I understand that thing about seeking things that are above. What does that mean? Paul says, if you have been raised with Christ, in other words, if you're on the other side of the resurrection, if you know that the peace and the love of Christ is as real today as it was back when Jesus was raised from the dead, if you've experienced resurrection in yourself, then we've got to live on this side of the resurrection, and that's not an easy thing to do. So when that young man said, I have a problem, and it's a real problem, what should I do about it? Jesus gave him a story. Now, the story was not to say, you know, you're so greedy that I'm going to tell a story that's going to rat you out. He was giving him a story that was really outrageous but had a point. And the story was about a rich man. And this rich man had a bumper crop one year. And, oh, this was a wonderful thing. And in that culture, when someone had good fortune and when someone had a problem, especially a business problem, they didn't solve it on their own. They would gather the community together, gather friends, gather family. If they didn't have a family, they would gather the town elders and they'd meet at the gate and they'd talk about the problem. And this was a good problem. I have too many crops. What do I do? And the community itself would have helped him to figure this out. But if you read the story, who helps him figure it out? He said, I asked myself, what should I do? And myself answered me. In other words, he had nobody. The man was poor. He was dead already, and he didn't know it because he had no one. And Jesus was saying, when we invest ourselves only in ourselves, when we invest ourselves in selfishness and greed, after a while, we become so impoverished and we do not know it. And so he says, I'm going to pull these things down. I'm going to invest in bigger barns, and then I'm going to sit back and relax. And God said, no, your time is up. Now, it doesn't mean that God said your time is up because you're greedy, because if that was the case, there wouldn't be many people on this planet right now. But what he was saying is we all die, and it just so happens this is your time, and what will you have to show for it? Set your sights on something different. And what God is telling us when he says, set your sights on things above, where Christ is meaning that we are to live into life. When he says you have to be rich toward God, well, God doesn't need offering. God has everything. What does that mean? It means that we do things that invest in life because God is the author of life. So everything we do that invests in life is honoring to God. So if you have gifts with your hands and you love to work the soil, every time you plant something that brings off life, that is investing in God. I saw some men, they will remain nameless, but yesterday there were a lot of guys down in Village Hall slinging pancakes. And that's not their day job, but they were doing it because all those pancakes were being translated into money for kids for scholarships. So in their way, they were investing in the next generation. And if we have money, that's what we do. We don't just invest in ourselves. We invest in our children. We invest in our neighbors. We invest in those things that will bring life. And I am reminded today the beautiful flowers are in loving memory of a dear friend of ours in this congregation, a member whose name was Sue Sherman. And Sue was called to the nearer presence of the Lord a few years ago. In fact, I think it was today. And when she died, the heavens literally opened. We had one of the most terrific storms in Door County, and it was like the gates of heaven. In fact, Milo said, the gates of heaven must be very, very hard because they're opening, ripping open for Grandma Sue. And Sue Sherman invested in this community. She invested not only in her family, she not only invested in this community by serving on boards, but she had a business, and it was a business of hospitality. She was a hotel owner. Now, of course, hotel owners have to be nice. They have to smile, because if you're a grumpy hotel owner, nobody's going to want to go to your hotel. So she was very pleasant, but it was beyond that. She invested in the people that came, whether they came once or came 100 times. They knew that she deeply cared about them, that she loved them, that she was interested in their life. And people came back year after year because she gave them comfort and love beyond the hospitality. You want to have your minds on things above? It doesn't mean having one's head in the clouds. It means investing in life. In life in all its form. In life in all its wonder. Whatever gift God has given for you, we invest in life. And that's how we promote the kingdom of God. Because God is love and God is light. Which side of the resurrection are you living on? Paul says we've got to put away all sorts of anger and wrath and malice and slander and abusive language. We put that away, we throw it away, because that tends to death. When we feed anger, when we feed wrath, when we feed slander, that tends to death. And so we throw that off of ourselves and we embrace life and love and light. May we this week walk on this side of the resurrection. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much that you are the author of life, that you're the author of love, that you surround us with the Holy Spirit of God. And Lord, make our hands and feet, our words that come out of our mouth, all that we have and say, to invest in life here in Door County, here in our families, here wherever we live, and here on our planet. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.